No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/hailmary. That's hims.com/hailmary for your free online visit. hims.com/hailmary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Rockies Insider with yours truly, Patrick Lyons, talking about this 95th Midsummer Classic, the 2025 All-Star Game in Atlanta. Some more Rockies notes, previewing the Red Series. Got other things I need to say. Get off my chest, perhaps. But All-Star Game coming up, Hunter Goodman, the Rockies, loan selection. We're starting to see now, we're at that point where there are players still getting added to the All-Star Game roster for players who've earned a place on the All-Star team but are hurt or are banged up. And frankly, you know, they've got a postseason run that they're trying to get ready for. So playing in the All-Star Game, not a wise idea. Or even some starting pitchers, if they're starting on Sunday, some of them they're starting Saturday, but if they're starting on Sunday, they're out. They're not going to be able to pitch at all. And you do need some bodies. You do need players to pitch in that game. We can't have a position player situation in the All-Star Game. That would be kind of fun, but you can't possibly have that. You can't. The big announcement for Tuesday's All-Star Game, it's going to be at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Major League Baseball is going to play using the ABS. That's right. They're going to use the automatic ball strike system. Now, keep in mind, and this is kind of a branding issue, I think, that baseball has created. ABS doesn't stand for automatic ball strike. It stands for automatic ball strike system. Ball strike is a hyphenated word within there. So it's not automatic ball strike. I think that's why a lot of people think when they hear ABS and they hear automatic ball strike system, naturally you cross off the system in your head and you go, so a robot's going to be calling balls and strikes for every pitch. It's an automatic ball strike. No, it's a system that uses an automatic ball strike as an option, just like with instant replay. When instant replay was first added, it did not mean every single play was going to be instant replay. Every single action on the field is going to be reviewed 100 times over so that every call gets correct. Every call is correct or gets corrected. No, it's only when you make the signal, hey, put those headphones on and take a look at that play. Go ahead and take a look at that. And that's what the ABS system is. It's a challenge system. Tap your helmet if you want to see what that pitch is. I'll be curious if that gets used in any kind of humorous way. I think I did. I posted this the other day on Twitter and on Blue Sky. It was Larry Walker in the 1997 All-Star Game in Cleveland when Randy Johnson threw a ball behind him. Former Montreal Expos teammates, they came up together in the minors. And then Larry Walker turns his helmet around backwards. He gets into the other batter's box for safety purposes. Amazing moment. It's like that was Savannah Bananas before Savannah Bananas. Larry Walker had a lot of those moments. He was great. He was great for that. Randy Johnson inspired that out of a lot of people. John Crook did something similar too. But maybe we get a moment where Paul Skeens throws one at like 103 right down the pipe and somebody taps their helmet like, let's just see that again on the scoreboard so we can all appreciate the brilliance of Paul Skeens and just say, damn, this guy's friggin' amazing. That'll be interesting. Again, I don't know how entertaining that'll be, but for baseball fans, you will. And if the broadcast is paying enough attention, has the right commentary, I think that would be pretty interesting. Great question in the chat. How many challenges does each team get per game? Not clear. They did use 3 during spring training, so I think that's the magic number. In some of the studies that Morgan Sword, one of the folks in the commissioner's office that spoke to me and a lot of the other members of the Baseball Writers Association of America during spring training, during the presentation, you know, pointed out that through all of the studies that they did, they found that they found out that 3 challenges was really that magic number. Because if it was any more than that, it would be used a lot. And keep in mind, 3 challenges doesn't mean 3 challenges. 3 challenges means you have 3 wrong challenges, failed challenges. And because of technology and because of, you know, players have really great eyes. So it's really not technology. Let me rephrase that. Because of how well players' eyes are and how much they know the strike zone, we're going to get to a point where there's going to be a game, unfortunately, for the umpire behind the plate. We're going to have a game in which you see players tap their head, and it might be 10 consecutive times in that one game that the call was wrong. And you know what? Honestly, 10 is probably too much because umpires don't really miss that many. It could be that extreme. So 3 for each team doesn't mean only 3. No, it means 3 wrong challenges, 3 failed challenges. So it could happen a lot more than that. So now these umpires are thinking, hey, this is supposed to be fun. This is like an honor for me. I'll get to hang out. Maybe somebody will pull their cell phone out and take a photograph with me next to them. No, that was only Joe West. Who was that? Nelson Cruz? And then who took the photo? Yadier Molina? What a moment. So I think it'll be 3 for each team. That'll be fun. That'll be interesting to see. So it's a challenge system with the automatic ball strike system. So it's not exactly every pitch will be robotic. So I think that's a good way for a lot of the casual fans who tune in and they don't know what they're seeing. It's I think in many ways try to help prepare them for what's coming and remind baseball fans that, look, here's the system that we're going to have coming into play next year. Like it's on its way. So get ready for it. Let's do it in the All-Star game. Let's have some fun with it. Let's have you enjoy it and appreciate it. That's one of the big things, the big stories for the All-Star game this week. But we've got some new All-Stars as players drop out. You know, I think there might have been some hope that Jake Bird could have been one of those guys where as players continue to get added to the All-Star team, they can be added the morning of. I'm pretty sure in 2021, going to the ballpark for the All-Star game at Coors Field, seeing something about Andrew Kittredge from the Tampa Bay Rays is now an All-Star, thinking like, is he going to even be here? He just got added? Like, how impossible is that? Maybe he was added on the day of the Home Run Derby, but it was like, wow, talk about last minute. Hope he didn't have fun vacation plans. And he did pitch in that game, I believe. Kind of wild. It felt like maybe Jake Bird could get his way in, but you still have to continue to perform. And unfortunately, that ERA ballooning just under 4, Rockies will not be getting 2. And a lot of players, too, that get added now are ones from successful clubs because, you know, you're showcasing the best of the game. And sometimes the best of the game isn't necessarily the best players. It's the best teams. It can be both, but sometimes there can be a little bit of a balance. And highlighting the best teams is also part of highlighting the best of Major League Baseball. It's one of the reasons why Zach McKinstry, a guy that seemed like he was a cast off from the Dodgers, he's now a big league all-star, believe it or not, in his age 30 season. That gives Tigers 5 players. Isak Paredes was just added, the third baseman for the Astros. Just saw him in Denver over the weekend. A lot of people did over the last week, I should say. Jose Ramirez, he's ultimately opting out. He was voted in as the starter for the American League, but he's been suffering from an ankle injury since back in early May. That's been hobbling him a little bit. And sure, you could look at the standings and say, well, is Cleveland really going to be making a run for the postseason? So are your games that valuable? Sure, I guess you could make that argument, but frankly, I like Jose Ramirez. It's not a Manny Ramirez situation. So I'm going to give Jose Ramirez a pass. Junior Caminero was added even before Isak Paredes was because Alex Bregman is on the IL. So I think Junior Caminero is going to end up starting at third base for the American League. Joe Ryan of the Minnesota Twins, who, correct me if I'm wrong, I should have looked this up maybe before I started recording, but Joe Ryan is a former Tampa Bay Ray. So just like Germán Márquez, was a Tampa Bay Ray prospect, and he got poached from their system by the Rockies, Joe Ryan was also poached from the Tampa Bay Rays. Yes, I would be correct. He was traded in July of 2021 before he had made his debut for Nelson Cruz. It was a four-player trade. But yeah, so Joe Ryan, he's added. Hunter Brown's not going to be playing that game. And then the National League, Brewers closer Trevor McGill has been added. Andrew Abbott of the Reds has been added. No Yamamoto. We're not going to see Andrew Abbott in the Rockies series, I don't believe. So he'll be good to pitch in that game. Good for the young left-hander. Robert Suarez also added. Chris Sale, Freddie Peralta are going to be out. They are not going to participate in the All-Star game. Hope those guys end up showing up. I'm sure Chris Sale will. I mean, he's an Atlanta guy, right? So it would make sense that he would still end up being there. And then Junior Caminero has also entered in the home run derby. Not bad. I believe he leads all third basemen in home runs. And he's just 22 years old. He is now the second home run derby participant this year under 23 years old. Him and James Wood. It's actually only the second occurrence of two players under 23 years old participating in the derby. The other year, 2019, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Ronald Acuna Jr., the youngest to ever win the derby. Well, if either Wood or Caminero does it, you heard it here first, they will be the youngest ever winner of the home run derby. You might recall Juan Soto won it in LA back in 2022 at 23 years, 266 days. Well, Juan Gonzalez won it at 23 years and 265 days. He was one day younger back in 1993. Some previewing of the Red series. Let's preview some banged up Rockies because Mickey Moniak has a left foot contusion that's going to leave him somewhat day to day. Didn't see him in that final game against the Red Sox. He was available off the bench, but he was hit by a pitch in the seventh inning on the game Tuesday night. So he's just a little bit banged up. I'm sure the off day on Thursday is going to allow him to get back, maybe see him more as a DH role on Friday, or maybe even gets another day, because you want to make sure that you do start the second half with a healthy Mickey Moniak. At second base, Tyro Estrada, he is also day-to-day with a left thumb issue. He was out of the lineup on Wednesday. You also didn't see him on Tuesday. He jammed his thumb sliding into third base in Monday's game in Boston. He's had some issues with the hands and wrists this year, and he, along with Mickey Moniak, are two players you could see on the trading block. Both of them can return next year at a very reasonable price for the Rockies. But as we've been talking about a lot this season, and I think a lot of people have been talking about it in terms of the Rockies that know their stuff, next season doesn't matter. Odds are they're going to lose 100 games next season as well. So having a decent player anywhere for one more year very well is not going to be worth the potential of any prospect that you can bring back. It's just true. And the Rockies have operated under the auspices of, well, hey, this guy can help us next year and maybe even in two more years. And this is where it's gotten them. They've got to be sellers. They've really have got to be sellers. And when they do that, because they don't have a lot of veterans in AAA, that's maybe one of the concerning things. And that's also a concerning thing as to why maybe you don't see the Rockies that aggressive. Maybe they only move two players. On one hand, they don't have a ton to move. They don't have a lot of players that other teams, I think, are clamoring for. But I think because you don't have a ton of veterans in AAA, if you trade four guys, which I think a lot of fans would probably say, hey, these four guys, I think you can move, get something decent for them and not feel like you're really hurting your odds in the future, or you're not hurting your future but you're trading these four guys and you're bringing in prospects. Those four guys, there's not a ton of replacements for them down in AAA. Not a ton of great quality veterans in AAA. Quality, yes, but great quality. Look at what the Dodgers are able to do each and every year. They bring up someone from AAA and they're able to perform and be a replacement level player. Be a replacement level player until their starter gets back and then goes back to doing their thing. The Rockies don't have that right now in AAA. They've got veterans. They've got guys that are big leaguers. But when push comes to shove, they might be below replacement level. And if that's the case, that only increases the likelihood of 122 plus losses because you are trading your best players and you're replacing them with less than replacement level players. And just look at the statistics. That's not a knock on anybody. It also doesn't mean that those players can't play better than what the back of their baseball card says, but they don't have the great quality depth in AAA right now. And you either trade your veterans on the big league squad to improve your future and increase the likelihood that maybe you lose 130 games this year. That would be wild. You blow out the modern day record by 8 games. Getting ahead of myself. But you either do what's best for your future and theoretically lose 130 games, or you hold on to maybe 2 of those 4 guys to try to avoid losing 122 games. The difference between 122 losses and 130 losses is nothing. But the difference between adding 3 or 4 more prospects to a farm system that is not very well ranked right now, and those players with 6 more years of club control for your future, when you hope to not be a continuously 100 loss season team, that is way more important and way more valuable. So it'll be interesting to see what path they choose. Is it going to be dealing the 2 guys, or will it be dealing more like 4? We'll find out. Hunter Goodman in the Home Run Derby. As each day passes that we don't learn who the 8 contestants are going to be, I feel like it increases the odds that Hunter Goodman is going to be in the Derby. That would be pretty interesting. We haven't had anyone in the Derby since Trevor Story in 2021, and I don't believe we've had anybody in the Derby outside of Denver. So an actual all-star, was it Charlie Blackman in 2017? I just talked about this the other day. We'll see what happens in terms of that in the trade deadline. The probable starters for the Rockies, they've got an opening. They've got an opening on Saturday to be determined. Friday, 5:10. So we've got 3 different start times. Once again, Friday at 5:10, it's Herman Marquez versus the probable Chase Burns, getting a chance to see him. That'll be exciting.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
At the time of recording, I'm seeing nothing for the Reds. Mum's the word for them. But I think it's going to be Chase Burns on Friday against Herman Marquez at 5:10. Saturday at 2:10, Brady Singer, I think, for the Reds. To be determined for the Rockies. It's not going to be Ryan Feltner. He started Wednesday night against Albuquerque. Could it be Chase Dolander? Maybe. Somebody would have to go on the IL because he hasn't been down in the AAA long enough. So they would have to make a different move than that. Carson Palmquist. It's not entirely clear what the Rockies are going to do. They do have Bradley Blaylock on the roster. Keep that in mind. He was promoted when Chase Dolander was sent down. So perhaps they use Blaylock in somewhat of a long reliever role, or maybe he just starts the game straight up. We'll kind of wait and see what happens for Saturday. And then Sunday at 11:40, Austin Gomber against, I believe it'll be Nick Martinez, 11:40 a.m. The Reds are in a playoff spot. Or rather, they're in a hunt for a playoff spot. I picked them to be in a playoff spot. I said they would get to the postseason because I love Terry Francona as the manager of this team, and I liked all of their offseason moves. I think they made better offseason moves than what the Nationals did, but the Nationals made good offseason moves. They probably just didn't make the right one in getting a new manager until only this week, firing Dave Martinez and GM Mike Rizzo. So they waited too late for that. But Terry Francona has a way better track record than Dave Martinez. And I like Francona as the manager of this team. So they're going to be gunning for those three wins. They're going to be looking for a sweep. Ellie De La Cruz is having an MVP caliber season. That doesn't mean he's going to win the MVP. I think he's probably far from it. I think it would probably – I don't know that it would require the Reds winning the NL Central, which they're – you know, they're not very far back, but they're back. They're not very far back at the Cubs, but it might require that. And it might require Shohei Ohtani disappearing for a while. So that's going to be hard to overcome. But LA De La Cruz, I mean, that's the guy to watch this season. Their entire rotation has been really, really solid, even with Hunter Green missing some time. You know, that's a quality team right there. It's one of the reasons why I picked the Reds to go to the postseason. I think they are very much legitimate. Yeah, I'll be talking about it on Sunday. Rockies with the fourth pick in the MLB draft. Chat, appreciate you. What are they going to do? What can they do? This could be Bill Schmidt's last one running the show. Interesting times to be a fan of the Rockies. And the last little thing I want to say before I get out of here, I had a lot more to say, but boy, that DJ LeMahieu, he's making things interesting, isn't he? Trade deadline, making things interesting for the Rockies, giving me some good content to talk about. But a cool event's going on this weekend to keep your eye out for, unless you're glued to the TV watching Reds and Rockies. But it's the American Century Championship, a celebrity golf tournament on the shore of Lake Tahoe. These celebrity events are always fun to watch. Even if you're not a huge golf fan, they keep it light and it's not what you keep on in the background and take a nap to. It's entertaining. It's good. A lot of notable names. Steph Curry is going to be in. He's actually one of the favorites with Marty Fish. Steph Curry won this tournament in 2023, wildly enough. They also do a long drive competition. There's a hole in one on the 17th hole. It's only 163 yards. The first year they ever did it officially, called the Corbell Hole in One in 2012. Who sunk that? Albatross, that is what you would call it. But who sunk the hole-in-one? John Elway. How about that? Pretty cool. There are three pitchers that have better than 20-1 odds. There are three players, MLB players, that you might recognize, and a list of about a half a dozen former big league players. Mark Mulder, John Smoltz, Derek Lowe. In fact, Smoltz has the fifth shortest odds. So he's one of the favorites. Mark Mulder, believe it or not, he won this tournament 3 years in a row, 2015 to 2017. That's crazy. Kevin Millar, Chase Utley, David Wells, Joe Mauer, Albert Pujols and Jason Worth are all going to be participating in the American Century Championship this weekend in Lake Tahoe. But did you know the player with the most American Century championships, the player with the most American Century championships is a former big leaguer? It's Rick Rodin. Do you know that name? His final year was 1989. His first championship was 1991. He's mostly pitched with the Pirates. He won it 8 times, most recently in 2009. So pitchers are good golfers. We know that. Kyle Freeland, probably the best golfer. That could be controversial in the clubhouse, so I have to be careful if I have those kind of conversations next week when I get back to Coors Field. But Kyle Freeland, very good golfer. This is going to be on TV, so you know, you can watch American Century Championship. Should be interesting. Again, if you're not glued to the Rockies Red Series this weekend, final one before the All-Star Game, Home Run Derby on Monday, and the All-Star Game itself on Tuesday, and then the draft first round on Sunday. I'll be going live on Sunday talking about that first pick. Who are the Rockies going to get? I'll say this. If it's Seth Martinez, that could be a problem. Could be a problem. He's a guy at number 4 on a lot of boards, a high school pitcher, and the Colorado Rockies do not mix. That could be a problem. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. At Patrick D. Lyons, at Patrick D. Lyons MLB, and the Rockies Insider Channel over on YouTube. Subscribe, leave a review, leave a rating. It can go a real long way, so I'd appreciate it if you could do that for just a moment. And I appreciate everyone dropping by, giving me momentum on the Rockies Insider as you do each and every day. But that momentum, unfortunately, can only be as good as my next show. So, of course, I'll talk to you tomorrow.